Coach Brees, really a good victory when it's all said and done. You know, first quarter, first 4 minutes, Herky kind of stuck with you guys. What was sort of going through your mind at that point?
Well, I think both teams were just trying to get into a rhythm. Like I said, these early games of the season, they're hard to kind of get into a rhythm, and you're used to just playing against your own team. So we get out and get to play against somebody else, and it took a little bit, but I thought once we kind of started moving around, and our offense is not there where we need it to be, and defensively same thing, and it's still really early, and just like every other basketball team this time of year, there's 100 things to work on. So
right.
I was fine with the start. You know, I didn't think it was a bad one. We were a little bit slow to get going, but then once we got going, I liked what I saw.
John Weick, those three blocks are pretty incredible. Two of them wound up going out of bounds.
That's
the other
right.
One was just a nice little over-the-top block.
Right.
I think he got back on defense. I think it was Isaiah Bracey had a layup try, the kid for Herky. But, yeah, just some statement blocks down low, and I think that kind of scared Herky away from attacking the basket at the end of the first quarter. And then we saw Herky get some points from a little bit longer away
right.
from the basket, you know, some threes, a couple of long-range twos. But when you talk about the defense presence down low from John Weick and maybe even Levi Ebersole, kind of your thoughts on that?
I thought they did a good job. Levi did a really good job just kind of maintaining his defensive position and, kind of clogging the lane up. John will be giving me trouble because I'm always on him to maybe not try to block so many shots. And he got a few today, and it was good. I was happy for him because they were nice plays and important at the time especially. So. But I thought those guys did a really good job inside, especially kind of early on defensively. Offensively, we weren't clicking yet, so needed the defense to kind of pace the game, and they did.
I mean, when you got Easton Knoll, who I'm sure you could agree with this, and maybe he would agree with this as well, kind of struggled with his shot tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hit three threes in a row, I think it was three consecutive possessions. There might have been a two mixed in there, but I'm sure for him, and for you guys, at that point, when he hit all those threes, you were thinking, all right, we got this one.
Well, we felt a little bit off. I think at the time it was about a 13-point game.
Right.
And then, yeah, you're right, it was three straight, just bang, bang, bang. So, I mean, those kind of things help, and they tend to kind of, you know, take the wind out of the other team's sails a little bit. And so, yeah, that was a huge little moment. I don't even know how that covered more than a minute.
I think it was right about a minute. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So that was certainly a big moment in the game, and did give us a little bit of breathing room to where we could talk about stuff. But, you know, Herky plays hard, and Coach Jarvis always has those guys out playing. You know, they always play very hard. They're always very aggressive to the rim, and they're going to shoot a lot of threes. We knew that. I was glad they didn't hit some of those threes early in the game that they ended up hitting later. But they were sticking around, and then those three threes certainly helped.
I will say this. There were several times where one guy would pass it, and then the other guy would tip it to the other guy, and then to the other guy real fast, and then cross-court pass the other guy, and then another tip pass to the other guy down low. And
mm-hmm.
it was about five or six passes when it's within about 4 seconds really keeps the defense on their toes.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
I can see you're proud of the ball movement tonight.
I really liked it. You know, I thought that was probably one of the better things that we did. I thought we struggled a little bit. Defensively, just in our help side, I thought we struggled with blocking out. But, yeah, I was very happy with the ball movement, getting the ball down the floor. They were filling their lanes in transition, which is something that we've been talking about. And just a lot of movement to the basket, and everybody was making the extra pass. I was very pleased with that aspect of the game.
All right, Coach, you move on to the semifinals in this Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic, and I know you've been a part of it for a long time, because you were the Crystal City coach
mm-hmm.
for a little
mm-hmm.
while, and now you're in it as a Jefferson coach. But for those of us, or for those of our listeners listening on J98, you hear about the Raleigh-Duke-Herbert tournament and the impact that he had on Crystal City, and even, you know, crossing over to Herky as well. But
right.
What sort of sense did you get as to just how much of an impact he had on this community with your time here at Crystal?
Well, it was huge, and I got to know him really well, and I got a lot of advice from him. He was a very, very popular person around the community, not just Crystal City, like you said, Herculaneum. He was always at the games, always in the gyms, he was a great guy and great to be around, and I'm really happy that the name of it is now, you know, the Raleigh-Duke-Herbert mm-hmm. Tournament, because – you know, he was the face of, or one of the faces of basketball during his time coaching. And, you know, we appreciate, you know, being a part of this and the community coming out. I thought that the crowd was really good tonight. So it's a fun event.
And if I'm not mistaken, you were the coach of the Hornets when they won it back in 2014.
Yes, yes.
So you know what the feeling is like,
yeah,
of winning,
yeah,
this thing.
I do. So it'd be nice to, you know, see if, you know, we can try to get back there again. But we'll have a tough game, whoever we play then on Wednesday, and we'll see. But you got to get past that first game, and mm-hmm. those first games sometimes can be tough. So I was pretty pleased with the effort. I think we have a lot to work on, just like anybody. But good to get this one under our belts.
You win, you move on. That's the name of the game, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, Coach Brees, thank you very much
All
for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.